way you want me to tell you?
Sounds good.
Key that mic up. Okay, we're going to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting, Monday, April the 20th, 2015. Bob, you want to establish a quorum, please?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton. And George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the April 20th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application that was presented at the public hearing from last week, so from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will hear two new concept requests, which will be presented during next month's public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project should be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing to be held next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
We're going to do minutes. Everybody read the minutes? Give me a second. Everybody read the minutes? Anybody want to make a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve. Yeah, I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the first one up.
See, that makes me
nervous. Bear Creek Mine Company.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this one is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, or I should say the proposed conditions, for the Bear Creek Wine Company, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Federal Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, and also the Alcohol and Tobacco Control Division of the Missouri Division of Public Safety, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, the Bear Creek Wine Company shall be open to the general public from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody want to make a motion to approve this? She's not here.
Well, that's my area. I guess I would move to approve.
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Branson Trails.
Okay, had a brief update on this. The applicant representative have amended the Division 3 permit request for Branson Trails, in which they are now seeking strictly the approval of Phase 1 of the project. Phase 1 of the Branson Trails development will now be limited to the following uses, as indicated below. They're going to limit it to the disc golf shop, which they're proposing within the existing building, the auto sales facility, which they have indicated will have up to approximately six cars, two 18-hole disc golf courses, and a disc golf training facility, which will include a driving range and putting green. The site plans that have been submitted at this time is they've indicated the location of the car lot, and it's to be located on the existing concrete pad. They did present a conceptual site plan indicating the location of approximately six cars. And they have indicated that that both the car sales office and also the disc golf shop would be located within the existing building on site. And we've got a photo of that within this existing structure. And then they provided this as a disc golf course layout, basically. The staff recommendations on this one is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Branson Trails request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, B, stormwater management, C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre, D, utility easements and building line setbacks, and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Secondly, the Division 3 permit approval of Branson Trails shall consist solely of the approval of Phase 1 of the project, consisting of the following uses: the disc golf shop within the existing building, the Trails Auto Sales LLC, which is to be a buy here, pay here car lot, and it's to be located on the existing foundation, and will have approximately up to six cars, two 18-hole golf disc golf courses, and the disc training facilities, which would include a driving range and putting green. Third, compliance letters from the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Four Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. As of now, he's not actually proposing any structures, but just in case there was an applicable structure, I put it in. Number five, the representatives shall either submit a compliance letter from the on-site wastewater permitting division of the planning department, or shall provide a copy of a valid construction permit for a wastewater treatment system via the Missouri DNR, providing for the applicable wastewater flows prior to the issuance of the Division 3 permit certificate of conformance. Number six, prior to the issuance of the Division 3 certificate of compliance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. Seven, the representatives shall submit a DNR construction permit for a well or wells to provide service to Branson Trails. Eight, Branson Trails shall be limited to the following hours of operation: the disc golf course's daylight hours 7 days a week, the disc golf shop and clubhouse 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week, and the car sales 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Number nine, any internal roadways within the Branson Trails development shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County Road and Bridge Standards. 10, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 11, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 12, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. One last thing that I did investigate, actually just spoke with the mapping division of the assessor's office today concerning this portion of El Monte Road. And El Monte Road is considered a public road up to this point. From this point over to Highway 248, what her records indicate is that this is just an easement, basically. That there is an easement granting a 50-foot wide easement, but this portion is not actually considered a public right-of-way. Now, the applicant has indicated at this point that he really, for this Phase 1 approval, does not have any intention of using this as an access. But I did want to investigate that.
For the Phase 1, are you only going to use that one piece of property indicated? I mean, there's only one piece of property indicated on the map.
First, yeah.
The...
That one right there.
Yeah.
What is that?
No, it'll be all three. That should be on two different... That should be on a larger scale.
We made
two. I think I sent the wrong one to Bob.
I know. I screenshotted that. My computer wouldn't zoom out. So, I mean, it's going to be on all three parcels up there. I just couldn't get my computer to allow me to put those arrows on the thing without being...
Right there.
Yeah, that layout should go on top of that map. But no, we'll be using all three parcels.
Okay. I have a question on the cars.
Okay.
If somebody drives by there and we have an estimated guess that there's more than six cars there, let's put a cap on that somewhere.
Cars for sale?
No. The amount of cars that would be a cap on it. You're estimating six cars, and that leaves too much leeway, I think. So, you know.
Well, the way it's written, the way Bob read it, was less than six or less than, right?
No, it says it's less than well, I mean, six. They estimate the guess of less than six.
Yeah.
But that don't mean anything.
Should we be a little more concrete with it?
I personally want a concrete number on top.
Yeah.
If he wants maximum, less than that, that's
the maximum
fine.
Number of cars.
So if you, I mean, that, because
so you want a maximum on there.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. How many are you going to have?
I mean, you don't have to
I don't know.
You know, we want
how many I will have. You know, it depends how many you sell and how well you do it and how many more you can buy with it. But if you want to put a maximum number, like no more than eight, I'm fine with that.
Why don't you go with 10 and give yourself a little leeway?
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Bob, can you go back to that road easement?
Uh-huh. Yeah, what was indicated there, let me find a better picture. In speaking with Kathy, she's indicated that El Monte Road is a public road, of course not county maintained, but that it is a public road up until this point. From this point, it's approximately 400 feet or so from the 400 feet from essentially the end of the public road to the highway is a private easement, basically. So this whole area, even though there's a roadway that exists, it's not really recognized and nothing's ever been dedicated as far as a public road that she could find.
Now you say private easement. Somebody owns the property. Does somebody else have an easement across it?
And who is that?
I know there's a separate property owner for each one of these.
They're the same.
Oh, they're the same.
He just bought. He just purchased the front lot 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay. And all I know is it just describes
a
right of way easement.
Well, I just wonder if it had a built-in easement that came with your deed on that somebody had a previous owner had an easement for somebody else other than the property owner through it. Actually, so if a property owner owns it, he don't have to have an easement.
Oh, exactly.
It's his, or hers, or theirs.
And
although you can't use it, you don't have an easement.
Correct.
No, it's private property.
That's right.
That's why I want to know if somebody else has had an easement.
That was going to be my next question, if you had plans of utilizing El Monte Road to access a little part of the property.
No.
Bypass that front lawn.
No, not at this time. Both hole ones will start up top off of 248.
So for phase one, you don't need any access down there?
No.
Okay.
We need to change that on the... Is that what you're in the room?
He's already got it on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's good.
Is that language all right?
Okay. Maximum of 10 cars and allotted in it at one time.
Or do we want to just say maximum of...
Yeah, on sales lot. Put sales
okay.
in there. Because that would... It wouldn't... Shouldn't you?
Yeah. Probably.
Because you have other people there.
And I have 20 people there doing business.
To make it perfectly clear.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anybody else got any questions?
Is that two?
That'd be all right.
Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove this?
I'll make a motion to approve it as it's now written.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Empire Energy.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Empire Energy bulk storage request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri DNR, the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department, the Missouri Department of Transportation, and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 4, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. 5, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. 6, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days for the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions? You go to the map there, Bob.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Please.
This one, I don't know which ones. Do we want the aerial or,
yeah,
or the site plan?
Oh, let's get the aerial, please.
Might as well get in too tight. Whoops, I'm giving you the old location, sorry.
Were those trees on the south end of that where it's pretty heavy there? I know when you clear for the site plan, and I drove by there today and I noticed the stakes. Are you going to leave a few of those in that area, or are you going to clear
it? We're instructed to leave as many trees as possible. The site plan shows the horizontal limits of the paving. We haven't done the final grading yet, so obviously we're going to have cut and fill slopes outside of that. Dave, what we're trying to do is push the site as far south as possible because that's the flat piece of the property. You get to the north end, that drops off. There's 50-foot of drop across the site. Right now we've got some estimates of a fill slope around the north end of that building. So I'm actually trying, so there probably won't be very many trees left at the south end.
Yeah.
The trees that will be left more likely be along the north limits of the property. You know, we do have a landscape buffer shown along the property lines, so that won't be paved. But by the time you do your grading with your cut and fill slopes, you know, there's a good chance we may lose any trees in that buffer area.
Well, I just thought it'd be nice on the south end there if you had enough room just to leave a little buffering there. It wouldn't have to be a requirement necessarily to be, but I just thought it would be nice if we could.
Well, we are showing a 10-foot landscape buffer on the south property line, but remember we also have our proposed drive entrance in that southwest corner.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
But I was hoping you was kind of going around it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, if it works out, well, it'd be nice.
Is this a pretty accurate site plan here?
Yes, sir. Like I said, no grading has been done
right.
yet, but it's drawn to scale.
The trees are pretty much on the county property, though, right?
They're right on that south property line.
Are they pretty much on the line?
Real close to it.
What's the footage between the drive and the Buchanan, Bob? Do you know?
What's this distance here? I don't know if I'm.
Are you asking about the distance from the south property line to Buchanan Road?
Or
how wide is our drive entrance off of Buchanan?
Well, what's the outer road? You're not coming off the outer road.
We are. We have a there. You go. We have a proposed entrance right there.
How many feet is that from the corner?
Oh, to Buchanan Road.
Yeah, I ain't got my paper. That's the reason I'm asking.
It's a pretty. This is a pretty decent distance.
You're talking several hundred feet.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, you'll see there in the southeast corner. That's an existing entrance. It's out there right now. You've probably seen it. It's paved.
Yeah.
When I met with MoDOT, they actually requested, if possible, if we could close that existing south entrance, because it was so close to the Cannon Road intersection, they didn't like that. So by adding the entrance onto Buchanan Road, that is, the trucks would come in off of Buchanan, then exit the new entrance onto the outer road.
Yeah, there's a lot of trucks parking that one there now.
Oh, the drive up to the north?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a lot
somebody
of them
else
park here.
Yeah,
there's quite a few that park there.
MoDOT was pretty happy that we were going to close that south entrance.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you very much.
There you go, sir. Casa Club Estates.
Okay, on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the preliminary plat for Acacia Club Estates, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the Taney County Road Standards. Second, the applicant shall submit a report signed and sealed by a registered engineer in compliance with Article 6, Section 4 of the Subdivision Regulations prior to receiving final plat approval. The engineer's report shall include the following items: A, stormwater drainage; B, water supply; C, wastewater disposal; and D, a traffic analysis / street capacity. Number 3, the final plat shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 2 years of the date of approval of the preliminary plat. The final plat may be submitted in phases, with each phase covering a portion of the approved preliminary plat. If the final plat is submitted in successive phases, the developer will have 1 year after each phase to record the final plat of the next phase. The Planning Commission may grant an extension of time for final plat submission if it finds that the conditions on which the preliminary plat was approved have not changed substantially. All of this language is actually just in the subdivision regulations. I just thought it would be good to emphasize it here. Number 4, all of the required improvements, as enumerated within Article 8 of the subdivision regulations, shall either be installed or an appropriate security, which is a performance bond from a qualified insurance or bonding company, an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution, or a cash bond for 110% of the costs associated with the construction of the improvements shall be provided to the Planning Department office, 5 compliance letters from the Missouri DNR, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department shall be provided to the Planning Department office, 6 all roads within Acacia Club Estate shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County Road Standards. The applicant shall allow for full inspections of each roadway during every phase of construction. 7, a new curb shall be installed by the applicant along the southeastern portion of Acacia Club Road and also along the western side of Wisconsin Road adjoining the property in question. This construction of this new curbed area and also the 15 driveway entrances shall be inspected by the Road and Bridge Department during construction in order to ensure full compliance with the road standards. 8, all driveway access points proposed to be located on existing county roads shall be issued a driveway access permit via the Taney County Road and Bridge Department prior to the creation of said driveway entrance points. Each driveway directly accessing county-maintained roadways shall be required to meet both the minimum site distance and also driveway spacing requirements as enumerated within the Taney County Road Standards. 9, Division 1 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 10, prior to the issuance of Division 1 permits, the applicants shall ensure that applicable sewer and water connections are in place. 11, this decision of record is subject to all existing easements. All existing easements shall be indicated on the final plat, including any existing sewer, water, and drainage easements. And 12, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days of the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions for Eddie?
I got some questions. Bob, if you can go back to Eddie's plat layout and then also have the aerial.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go to pointer. Might be easiest to, then we can flip between.
As for our last meeting, Eddie went and had 3 stakes put in.
Turn it the other way, I think. Randy, you got it.
No, he's got it right. He's got it right.
This corner pin right here, or corner, and that part of lot 1 and that stake is the one that, am I correct?
That's yes.
Okay, when I went out there today, if you could go to the aerial, something here didn't line up according to the plat. The plat lays out pretty close to what that seems to be. And then where lot 1, about the center of lot 1, would be right about this area here, according to the plat. But the first stake comes in right here in the center of that existing road, and then the next stake, and then the next stake. So I don't know, something there just doesn't seem to be.
Well, the assessor's map, they put those in there the best of their ability, and we put them in there per the land corners and the deeds. Right. And you know, if they're not scaled in there right, you don't have any way of knowing. But that's what it is per deed. That's the accurate survey.
Okay. Well, according to this, if you're looking about the middle, the lot number 11, the corners don't quite line up, but lot 1, the side corner, should be right about that area there, according to your plat, which does kind of line up in trying to measure. That's the only one I can't get to measure out as far as site distance. But I don't know which one of those stakes out there that it makes that sign lot pretty good size. So I ain't got that part figured out. So I don't know if something I need to meet with him on the side. Something's not the other there. Either I'm looking at it wrong or something ain't wrong enough. But what I got on lot 1, site distance, best I could do is 198, and I'm needing 225 to meet the requirement. That's the only lot on there that didn't meet site on there. For all the rest of them, at compliance as far as what's in the road standards for site distance. And the spacing, I mean, wherever he starts on the lots, how they're laid out, wherever he puts the one driveway, they have to coincide on all 15.
So is this something we need to table until we until you get this figured out? Or
that part is the only thing I can't make major out. And what lays out here and lays out according to what A's got laid out on that, all that lays out seems reasonable compared to the other side. But when you go out there and look at the three stakes, that doesn't seem to.
Well, on the assessor's.
So if that's shifted down,
going to throw it all out.
Then his road, the part of the entrance, existing old entrance that's in there, isn't. I mean, your stake is right in the center of it, basically. So.
Well, if the assessor's map is off, and you're taking the point that you look at on that map, and our stake's up there by the little entrance, if you put everything in relationship true, everything you're seeing on that map will have to slide the same distance because the drafter drawed everything consistent. They don't have a clue where the point of beginning of a deed is when they draw these maps. They do the best of their ability to draw the deed in there the best they can. That's what it is. It says it on the websites for informational purposes. A good example, go to Emery Creek. Half the lot lines run through the houses. It alarmed a lot of people. We went up there and done several surveys. They don't go through the middle of the houses. They're off 30, 40 feet. But, you know, the assessor, they do the best they can.
Well, I'm going to throw my opinion out there, and my opinion is that it's way too densely populated for this particular neighborhood. And that's my concern. And the roads, all the driveways through the road. And that's my opinion. And that's opinion of a lot of people down there that's contacted me.
That's a lot of driveways to put one spot.
Now, I realize that it does match, you know, the standards and the guidelines, but that's not, it doesn't compare with that neighborhood and area.
Last week, we had some questions come up about traffic. We did take some traffic counts on it. We took a 48-hour count. We had 1,778 cars, and basically what we've done, we set the traffic counter about midway of that property there, and which would be reasonable, so no matter which way people were going, we get a reasonable amount of traffic. So that's around 889 cars a day, which seems reasonable for as populated as that area. It seems pretty reasonable. If you count up the amount of homes already there, and that is a through road, so. During several years ago, an old traffic count we had in there, up at the BB highway or at a restaurant, you're going to get about 2,000 cars, but a lot of them cars are going down into Riverside Estates, Foggy River, that area. You get up on the Yellow Colony end, you're going to have about 500. So that's the difference in traffic patterns and which way people are going.
Anybody else got any questions, Freddie?
I don't have any questions, but I've got to say, Eddie, I'm usually on your side of the thing, you know, but the lots are, they're like half as big, and I can't in good conscience put 15 driveways on that road, man.
All we did is what the code allowed.
I understand.
You know, that's, and, you know, I do what the developer asked for.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what's there.
Anybody else? Any questions? Dave, you're sitting over studying. You got anything? So we're going to call a vote here.
I think Eddie's done the best he can with what he has to work with. But I'm with the rest of them. I just don't think it fits the area very well, and it's a wrong density for that, and I think it will be detrimental to our development code if it passed.
Okay. I'm going to call a vote.
Based on compatibility and safety, I make a motion we deny it.
Everybody in favor? Or no, we got a second, somebody.
I'll second it.
Got a second it? Okay, everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Sorry, Ed.
I mean, all I can do is present it. You guys just do your job.
Thank you. New concepts. We gonna do that first or do the new concepts. Munich City Motors.
Is that the 248 with Bob?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Here he is again.
Steve was out of town and he just asked me to show up to concepts so there'd be somebody here. And I told him I was already gonna be over here, so he'll be at the public hearing. I'm sure you guys can grill him then.
And on this one, of course, I've since it's just the concept, I've provided the location. This actually went through previously, and it was approved for an auto sales facility. It's located right on 248. Basically, what's happened on this is we had a condition on the original decision of record that essentially required this to be limited to auto sales, outdoor storage of cars, and the applicant's proposing some additional uses. I think primarily the sale of storage facilities. From memory, I don't have it right in front of me, but chicken houses and some things of that nature.
I think this property.
I know that's one of the things.
If you go back in time with Delgado when he had stuff there, there has probably been pigs on that site.
I haven't got in my head where it is exactly.
Have you got to?
It's right by the old Red Rooster.
Yeah, this is the Red Rooster here.
All right.
It's between the Red Rooster and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Excuse me.
I understand.
Well, I guess it'd be O'Reilly now.
Yeah, I understand completely now.
When I say excuse me, ain't I supposed to get some kind of reply?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Bob, have you got the one where we've done that on the car lot?
I do. Do you want the...
The decision to record.
Okay. Sorry.
I really don't have to do that now. We do it at the public hearing, I guess.
Actually, I've got it. Sorry, I was just thinking about the...
See, he went through us, Eddie, on the car lot. We already done this on the car lot.
What Steve told me was that
some of the stuff
he's wanted to sell wasn't specifically named, and that's the reason Bob wanted to come back. That's all I know.
Has he hooked up the rents and sewer?
No, it's they have a poor potty out there. I'm pretty sure it's what they have out there.
Yeah. This is one of those that we discussed about in February when we were going through things like that, and we were trying to get away from this sort of a thing where they didn't use water or release any water or anything else back on the property.
Yeah. Well, I think at that that's the reason I wanted to look at this. At that time, did we talked about porta potties?
It was approved with the understanding that there would be a porta potty. The understanding was also that if an on-site restroom was established or a connection was made to water, that they would connect to sewer.
Yeah.
Initially, the lessee connected to a tank on site, was utilizing it as a holding tank, and did also connect to
a clear water tank.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and did connect to a well. We sent a stop work order. They have at this point disconnected from the tank, removed the tank, and disconnected from water. I was basically told that
did we put on there just one porta potty? I'm not seeing it. How did we word it?
Yeah,
number five.
Well, yeah,
this is the porta potty. So
Is there one on the property now?
Oh, it says Port-a-John. That's
really, I think there's one sitting up there.
Yeah, there is one on the property now behind the building, but or behind the mobile office.
I've not seen one.
Here we go, Eddie. The concern I've got, we've added, you know, six or eight different things we're going to start selling. There's going to be a lot of influx of people there without a bathroom. I can't go for that. I don't know that I would recommend even going forward, but
I don't know how you get by without
having a bathroom.
I'd say you address that with Steve when he's here for the public hearing.
Okay.
And he'll give you his opinion, I guarantee you that.
Yeah. You think?
You know him as well as I do.
Pretty well.
But, you know, like I said, I don't even know what all the uses are, but it doesn't make any difference. I know.
Well, when we went over stuff like this on proposed rule changes and stuff like that, we always do that in February, and this was one of the things that really caught a lot of flack, and I well think it should.
I think one thing, it probably clean up a lot of that stuff out through there. If development would get good again, the rest of that would develop, and all this would go away.
Go away.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's just like the old Red Rooster, they tore it down. Yeah. Right around the corner, I can't remember what was in that building there, if it was doctor's offices at one time, or the one that's kind of a hole right there.
Chiropractors.
Now there's a flea market in there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now the old stuff out there where the Golden Dragon and all that is, see, that's cleaned up. That used to be a junk hole. So time takes care of some of that stuff.
That's right.
But this property here has been this way, I know, for at least 20 years.
Probably more.
Yeah, Ben Delgado kept lights and stuff on it.
He kept everything.
Everything on it.
Stuff you could see and stuff you didn't want to see.
Yeah.
And so it was nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Bring Steve in.
I'll tell him to show up.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie. Shepherd Knightley Reynolds. Is that you, sir?
Yes, sir.
And, of course, with this being the concept, I'll allow the applicant to explain what's proposed here. This property, this home is located on 290 Lone Pine, I believe. I didn't have it on here. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to you at this point.
Thanks. My name's Steve Shepherd. I'm in the real estate business. I live in Oklahoma. I came over and bought a property from a bank foreclosure. And the house was in horrible repair. It was dangerous. There's a bridge that goes from the road to the front door that was about to fall in. And I bought it with the intention of fixing it up and putting it back on the market and reselling it. And then my wife shows up, and she sees this house, and she goes, "Wow, this place has got some potential." And I knew when she said that I was in trouble. So I went ahead and rehabbed it, spent a lot of money to get this house back up and running. And we considered, the expense of houses of this size, the taxes that we pay each year are serious, and the insurance that we pay each year are serious. So we came over the last year, my family and I have come over here a lot. And you never understand how popular you are until you own a vacation home in Branson, Missouri. And then all your family and your friends and everybody wants to come over and occupy the property. And we've done that for the last year. Some of the concerns that I had for the property was Lone Pine Road. It's in a housing addition, but it's a kind of an acreage type development. And it's got a very narrow road that runs in front of it. And whoever built it, or anybody who would buy it, they would have a problem with the, there it is right there. They would have a problem because there was no parking or anything right here. So people would have to park on the street, although it's got a three-car garage. in it. So I came in and I built a pad that you can see right here, and you can put three cars in that space, and then you got three-car garage inside the house, and then this is a real wide driveway, so there's lots of parking there. You know, we looked around and we saw that, I don't know, Bob and I talked sometime earlier about the fact there's probably 250 or more houses that are vacation rentals in Taney County, of which I may be the fifth one that's actually tried to apply for a special use permit and get permission to be able to do that. But I, again, I'm in the real estate business, and I know there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. So anyway, that's what I'm applying for. I know that the current rules and current law allows me to rent it for 30 days without any kind of approval, and that's fine. I can do that. There's a market for that. And we're over here a lot, but there are times when we're not. And typically the people who want to rent this place are a grandmother who wants to bring all their kids under one roof. And so we'll have, you know, six or eight adults, four or five kids, and everything is done inside. And one of the reasons they like it is because in the bottom of this place is an indoor swimming pool. And it also has a racquetball court, which I've got a little six-year-old granddaughter who gets on her roller skates, and she goes rolling around in that racquetball court and takes a basketball and tries to make it on the goal I have on one end. So the point is, the highest and best use for this is for families to be able to come in and enjoy. They come in for the Christmas holidays. They come in for Thanksgiving. They come in for, you know, family reunions, and it's just a great family place. And so what I'm asking for is a special use permit, so the times that we're not here, that we can allow other people to come in and enjoy this home, because it's a beautiful home. It's a great place for families to be able to come in. And
who's going to be watching the home while you're not here?
I have a local caretaker here that does that for me. And he also cleans it and maintains the pool and keeps up with the property all the time that we're not here.
Did you bring a letter from him at the public hearing?
Did I?
Can you bring a letter from
him? Oh, absolutely. Certainly can. Sure.
And you're not going to require any on-street parking?
No. There will be no on-street parking at all. That's why I put that parking pad in there, because that's a problem.
No bigger than that road, Ed. You don't need no boats being towed around.
No, and Bob and I have talked about the boat situation, and if I brought a boat over here, what I would have to do and what I would tell people to do is they go get a stall down at the marina. We're 3 miles from the marina. So they go down and get a stall down at the marina. They could actually bring their trailer back and park it in the driveway off the street if they needed to, or they if they had, like, three or four cars, they could park those in the driveway and park a trailer on the pad, you know, that's up there at the top.
Most people would run over a trailer easier than they would a boat.
Yeah. Well, these would be off street, though. They would not be on the street at all.
And that little side pad there?
Uh-huh. That's, I know it doesn't look that big, but it is, it's big enough for three cars. I can get three.
It looks no bigger than 5 by 10.
No, it's big. I can put my car, which is a Navigator, another SUV, and a regular car, and I've had three cars parked in there. Park them straight in.
And we have a site come up for this very issue some time back. I think it was right in this neighborhood, if not that house before, wasn't it?
It was the same house. At the time,
okay.
At the time, he was also seeking to convert the racquetball court.
Yeah, our scale was a lot bigger
into three
when we first came before
rooms.
The commission for the planning board. We were going to do some extensive remodeling there and build in new bedrooms, make it six bedrooms, and that was ill-conceived on my part, and decided not to do that.
How long has the swimming pool been in there?
It's been in since it was built. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in that pad, you can pull straight in, and you can pull three cars in there, so everything's...
As wide as the road, it appears to me, or wider than the roads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That road ain't very wide. I don't know the footage on it, but
it's county maintained. It's pretty much a one lane, but it's a residential neighborhood, and there's...
Skyline ain't that wide a road either. Okay, everybody, got any more questions for him? If we don't, we'll see him May the
11th.
11th?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You're correct. On top of her.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Butters, are you here to, for what? I don't know
why we're here. I don't know, Bob.
This is the one that we had spoken about.
Because emails, boys.
That's us.
Uh huh.
Yeah. One of you just want to come up.
I'm the president of the Riders. Ponchier is our commander for the post over to 78.
Okay. One of you, whichever one. We'll get more than two up there, and then everybody wants to
talk. I don't know everything. I'm just a funky.
I don't even know why I'm here. I talked to Bob. Are you Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to you. What we are over there is we need more room. We've got a post over in Rockaway.
Hang on a second. Oh, you talk. All you guys, this is a deal that's going on in the old Sanders store, and they're opening it up. I got a couple phone calls from a couple old ladies, older ladies.
Watch it.
Yeah. And that's the reason you're here. Since they're concerned, we need to find out what's going on.
Okay. You know, so. Well, I could kind of tell you what we are is we're Ambet Riders. We're part of the part of him. You need to get up here. You're the commander.
I'm the commander of the American Veterans of Rockaway Beach. My name is Ponciano Garcia.
Speak up, sir, please.
Sir?
Talk a little louder so we
can
hear you, please.
That I am Ponciano Garcia. I'm the commander for American Veterans at Rockaway Beach. And they are the Ambet Riders and Sons, which are affiliated with our post. But like I said, they have their own their chapter, and they want to have their own club and building, and that is what they're working on right now. But they are affiliated with the Ambets.
Are you going to sell?
No. What it is a place right now for a meeting room. We got other chapters that come in for rides, like we just did the Jasmine thing. We don't have room in Rockaway at our post. And that's one of the reasons we took that old building. Ski, the guy that owns it, is a veteran. He heard about me looking for a place. He goes, you guys want to do the work, clean that mess up, because nobody had been in there since the fire. And we went in there and cleaned it all up, redid everything. I've been working with Taney County Fire District. I have been the health department. Just about everybody that's wanted to stop, and we've had, you know, we've done everything. We brought the building up. I think...
Is this going to be a place where you can carry alcohol in and use it?
We can carry it in, sir. The clubhouse will have it for the members, but you got to be a member to come in. We are not selling nothing right now.
That's what the two ladies were concerned about.
No, it's like, if let's say you're a veteran and you want to come in, you're a veteran or a son of a veteran, go to that man first, to his post, you sign up with him, and then you can, or if you ride and you want to be on the riders, then you come down to us. It's like the post is the mother and father, and we're the siblings. We're all one family, but we're down branch. And that's
did you guys set up our scooters one time in that old store, or was that a different?
No, that ain't us. That is the Midwest place. Drifters. We are nothing to do. We are not an MC, sir. We are a military riding group. Okay. When we get together, it's to raise money for veterans. If a veteran needs, we had one that needed some work done around his house. Well, we went and did it.
See, all this pertains to old veterans.
Yeah, you know, it's strictly veterans or if the public, like the Jasmine deal, we went and did that. There's another one. If there's a funeral or something, we'll go help the Patriot Guards. It's just, we're not an MC.
Thing is, only members are allowed to go in the place.
All that stuff is good, and we appreciate it. But being concerned, these two older women, that's the reason you're just here.
Yeah,
and I wanted the members to hear what was going on, and then if we... that'll be a Division 2 or if we go well, that route?
Well, that's be special use.
That's what I really wanted to ask the group, I guess, as much as anything. It's my understanding, and you guys are probably much more familiar with the uses that have been in there in the past. I know it's been everything from a post office to a restaurant
to a grocery store.
And
it's commercial already, but
I didn't know if it was going to be viewed.
The property?
We got option two, sir, but the owner's of California right now, and he's just not made any kind of. He said, Steve, you guys would eventually want to purchase it. We'll work with you. It's a lot of it depends on if we can get grants, because we are a veterans organization. Right now, it's just. Be honest, we're not even paying rent. We're putting the building back together. And that was the deal he made with us. And we went in there and redone it. One of his guys, or your guys, I don't know who it was, came in there and
Scott Stero.
Wouldn't this be a special use thing? No.
It's not commercial already, isn't it?
It's commercial.
Would it need anything?
Special use code.
Would it need any kind of...
What is the primary use?
It has been...
It's a meeting room. Meeting hall.
Meeting hall.
Yeah,
meeting
that's
hall.
What I was wondering, yes, too. How long was this
vacant? Well, we bring in other chapters come down to support, like, when they do stuff, 98's our closest chapter, which is West Plains. They'll come in, we'll hang out, we'll go out there, do their thing with them, help them get their, whatever they're doing. Or if we have a run, let's say we got a fallen veteran, and we're going to do a run, we'll all meet there, run. It's just a meeting room.
Seems like we have eight... posts in this district, and some, you know, like every now and then, like every 3 months or something, they'll meet in certain posts, and at one time all the seven posts will come meet there to have their district meetings.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't see that. It don't look like we need to do anything, really. I mean, they'd be subject to the same rules as anyone else that has a place along the highway.
And
if it gets out of line,
anything.
They're not selling anything. No, I mean, you know, if you're disturbing the neighborhood, they can call Taney County's finest.
They've already been there. Check this out.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what we all deal with, of course.
He came in and said, Taney County's finest was one. The main concern they was that they thought we were an MC. They got phone calls that we were a motorcycle club or gang or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
We're not. And once they checked us out, they said, hey, we're all about backing up the battery.
I really can't see that we can do anything that will make the problem lesser or greater.
This sounds to me like another go and sin no more.
What me and Bob has got out of this, I mean, this is my fault that you're here, if you want to blame anybody, but
I wanted to
bring you in front. I didn't know you was coming. I actually thought we were going to talk about this, but that either way, I wanted everybody here to know, because I can explain to two older women what's going on, and if we go with what we're going with, I can still explain it to them, you know.
Well, are you Bob?
Yeah.
You're the one I talked to, and you told us to come down and just let you guys know what's going on and what it is.
And we appreciate it.
Let's blame Bob.
That's why we're here.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad that you did come down.
Yeah, that's fine.
All these guys know what's going on, and if
we know what's going on, and you know what's going on, so we just
go out there to the water. Community is what it is.
And
how long was the building vacant?
I got the phone call from the two women.
Could I add one thing?
How long was the building vacant?
4 years.
4 years.
Two or three weeks we've been out there working on this place. We've had several of the local people in the area stop by out of curiosity, and everybody seems to be so much in favor of what we're doing there. Now, I haven't had one of them complain.
Well,
I'm wondering if
the two women that I got the phone call from, they didn't, excuse me, they didn't stop. They wanted me to find out what was going on. So I can go to them, and once they, they're all for the helping the veterans. I know both of the women, so.
I know the one across the street come over, and first thing she said is, I don't want a motorcycle gang here, and I don't want the lady right across the street.
She may have been one of them.
Yeah, they had that concept about being a motorcycle gang, but actually it's not.
Bikes, but
yeah.
Don't
if you don't start doing burnouts or sleeping
you know,
on the center line, you're probably going
to
be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, as a matter of fact.
Have you seen that parking lot? It's awful loose to do a burnout.
As a matter of fact,
out on the road.
Oh.
Anyway, I appreciate you guys showing up, and if everybody's okay with the way it is.
Yeah.
Let me ask just one thing. In July the 7th and 8th, the writers will escort the Vietnam Wall from Arkansas state line all the way to Springfield.
The veteran walls come too.
The riders are going to do that.
And we'll be on our bikes riding.
That's why they are all part of the veterans.
There's a lot of biking clubs out there that does a lot of good for the country.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that.
And that's what we are. We're not an NC.
And I didn't mean to cause you a lot of problems. You just can blame me, but I can tell them too.
No, well,
this was the easiest.
We're glad we got it clarified.
I can tell the two older women that everything's cool.
So we're good to go? Okay. Keep doing
yep.
what we're doing?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you.
As soon as you guys leave, if you don't mind.
Thanks, guys.
No yeah, problem.
Thank you. Wake up,
shut
the
door. Well,
wait, you gotta leave.
Yo. What was it?